I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Ryan Truesdell and his Grammy-nominated Gil Evans Centennial Project, live at the Newport Jazz Festival, in surround sound on Jazz Set from WBGO and NPR Music. This story starts out like the tale of Rip Van Winkle. 100 years ago, Gil Evans was born. He latched onto jazz and taught himself to write it. First, for dancers, Evans arranged tunes off the radio for the Claude Thornhill Orchestra with flutes and French horns. Then Evans downsized the Thornhill sound to a nonet for the Birth of the Cool album, new in 1949. He partnered with the number one artist, Miles Davis, on 3 great successes, Miles Ahead, Porgy and Bess, and Sketches of Spain, one of my favorites. And Gil Evans' last chapter was his own Rockin' Monday Night Orchestra at Sweet Basil in New York City, as advertised each week in the Village Voice. Now that was fun. When Gil Evans died in 1988, it turned out that many scores had never been recorded. A few years ago, the Evans family opened its collection to a young composer, Ryan Truesdell. Ryan studied Evans' music measure for measure. He discovered more in libraries and record company archives. Finally, Ryan put together a band, raised money with the Artist Share label, chose 10 pieces, went into the studio and made Centennial, newly discovered works of Gil Evans. It's now nominated for 3 Grammy Awards. That's fantastic. And now we have the newly discovered works in performance. So pull up a lawn chair with me here at the Newport Jazz Festival to enjoy Ryan Truesdell and the Gil Evans Project on Jazz Set.
Thank you, thank you. We heard from Greg Gisbert on trumpet, and Donnie McCaslin on tenor saxophone, and Frank Kimber on piano. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for coming out. That piece was actually a brand new Gil Evans original composition called Dancing on a Great Big Rainbow that we just recorded on our new CD for the very first time, being played at Newport, the first time that Gil's music has been played at this festival in the 58 years that the festival has been going on. Pretty amazing. The next piece we're going to do also, it was written for the Claude Thornhill Orchestra. It's an arrangement of How About You that I discovered through my work with Bob Brookmeyer, who had played with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra for 2 weeks, and he remembered this piece all the way back from 1950. So this is Gil's arrangement of How About You. Thank you. We hear from Scott Robinson on clarinet and tenor, and Greg Gisbert back there on the trumpet. Thank you. This next piece that we're going to do is another one of Gil's original compositions that was never ever recorded until we just recorded it for Gil's Centennial on our new record called Centennial. And this was written in 1964 for Gil's album Individualism of Gil Evans, but was never actually recorded on that album. And this is Indian influenced, and so we have Dan Weiss up here on tabla, and this is Punjab. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We heard from Frank Kimber on piano, Steve Wilson on alto saxophone, and Dan Weiss on tabla.
We're at the Newport Jazz Festival with Ryan Truesdell and the Gil Evans Project playing Dancing on a Great Big Rainbow, How About You, and Punjab in surround sound on Jazz Set. All the players' names are at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. On the Gil Evans Project website, there's a Miles Davis quote. Miles says, "Students will discover Gil. They'll have to take his music apart layer by layer. That's how they'll know what kind of genius he was." Ryan Truesdell is the ultimate Gil Evans student. In fact, he's planning to teach a Gil Evans course. And one of the experiences he wants is for his students to sit in the orchestra and listen. That's the best place to hear the colors in Gil's harmony, in Ryan's opinion. As saxophonist and a dear friend, Steve Lacy once said, "Gil painted with his players. I felt like a ribbon in this great spectrum." What a beautiful image. Evans arranged the next song, Look to the Rainbow, for the Brazilian singer Astrid Gilberto's 1965 album. And our vocalist at Newport is Gretchen Parlato.
Said he
Gretchen Parlato, and Jay Anderson on bass. Before we do the next piece, I would like to introduce you to all these people that we have on stage. In the reed section, we have Scott Robinson, Charles Pillow, Steve Wilson, Donnie McCaslin, Dave Rickenberg, and Mike Rabinowitz on bassoon. We have a French horn section. That is David Peel and Adam Unsworth. Our trombone section, Ryan Keverly, Marshall Jilks, and George Flynn. On tuba, we have Marcus Rojas. In the trumpet section, we have Laurie Frank, Augie Haas, and Greg Gisbert. On percussion is my brother, Michael Truesdell. On guitar, we have Ben Monder. On piano, Mr. Frank Kimbrough. On bass, Jay Anderson. Mr. Lewis Nash on drums. In honoring Gil this year with our performances, I also wanted to honor the festival. And the very first year of the festival, in 1954, the Modern Jazz Quartet played here. And so I wanted to do a piece from the Modern Jazz Quartet repertoire that Gil had arranged. And so this is John Lewis's Concord that Gil arranged for the individualism of Gil Evans. Thank you. We heard from Scott Robinson on alto clarinet. Marshall Jilks on trombone. Jay Anderson on bass. And Charles Pillow on alto.
Jazz Set with Dede Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art Works. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. On air, online, and on your mobile device.
Ryan Truesdell and the Gil Evans Project are in surround sound on Jazz Set. Ryan chose the next song because he knows the founder of the Newport Jazz Festival will absolutely love it. This one's for George Ween. The Gil Evans arrangement of The Ballad of the Sad Young Men from Gil's own album, Great Jazz Standards. Composers Fran Landesman and Tommy Wolfe. Thank you.
Yeah, Ryan Keverly on trombone. Beautiful. And we heard Frank Kimber on piano at the beginning. Wow, that was killing. Excellent. So when I was doing my set list again, like I said, I wanted to honor the Newport Festival as well as honoring Gil Evans. And so the last piece that we're going to do on July 3rd in 1959, Horace Silver's sextet played at this festival, and the last piece that they played in their set was Sister Sadie. So I figured we should close our set the same way Horace did. So this is Gil's arrangement from the Out of the Cool record of Horace's Sister Sadie. Thank you all again. Thank you very much for having us. It's going to feature Greg Gisbert on trumpet, who played with Horace Silver. You dig? Yeah. Thank you. Ben Maunder, Greg Gisbert, Lewis Nash, the whole band, the Gil Evanson Telling Project. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Ooh, I love that song. Sister Sadie, one of my favorite Horace Silver compositions. Gil Evans arranged Sister Sadie for his album, Out of the Cool, featuring the Gil Evans Orchestra. 2012 is the first time the music of Gil Evans was ever staged and performed at Newport. All the players' names are at jazzset.npr.org. Our location recording is by Steve Remote and Orasonic Limited. Surround sound remix by Jazz Set's Duke Marcos. Anya Grundman and Thurston Briscoe lead the NPR and WBGO team. Live Newport coverage producer is Josh Jackson. Jazz Set is Mark Schramm in Washington, D.C., Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, and senior producer Becca Pulliam at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. Listen again and find out more at jazzset.npr.org. We'll go out with a dab of Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band from the Monterey Jazz Festival. Thank you. Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band from the West Coast. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time with more great music.